Tornado deaths this year are among the worst in decades. The Bayside Prophecy tells us the tornadoes are going to increase. But also, the Bayside Prophecies tell us how to protect our homes and our loved ones from tornadoes. Stay tuned for this most important news.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And in answer, Jesus said to them, Take care that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilences and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 5th, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"My child and my children, I bring you sad news, but it is the news that can cleanse many of their present sins if they listen and learn by it. Death now is becoming prevalent with wars, with droughts, with personal murders, murders of the unborn, father against son, mother against daughter, all manner of carnage being treated in the homes and being conducted in the homes of children. Children who cannot longer be children because by their viewing of the diabolical box, they are learning to act as adults with the hearts, but not with their heads. I hold all parents responsible for the fall of their children's souls. Remember, my child and my children, I have warned you often that once you open your door and you go out into the world, you will enter into the kingdom of Satan. You asked my child and my children, why is this allowed? That you must trust to the goodness and in the goodness of the heart of the Eternal Father. You cannot, as a human being, understand his ways. But know this, my children, that no evil can come upon mankind if he watches and waits. And we offer you 3 sacramentals in your wait for the future. I promise you, my children, one day you will see me as you, Veronica, see me now. All will see me, but many shall fled. Many have fled already in fear of what is to come upon mankind. But think, my child and my children, how disastrous it will be when many flee at the thought of my coming. But they will have no place to hide. Though they flee to the mountains, they will be found out. Yes, my child and my children, I know, my child, it frightens you. I do not seek to put fear in your heart. But as a voice box, you have no recourse but to speak what is given to you, known as the truth in your God and from the Eternal Father. My child, we specifically brought you here this evening after the last trial of the past week. This was allowed to come upon you with no destruction to your home. However, you knew the fear of fleeing to the mountains. We directed you, my child, and you did well. And you escaped having to suffer the hours of darkness and the sound of the howling of the winds and the rise of the waters. But my child and my children, it will happen again. But this time it will claim lives. Do not be affrighted, my child. I did not say that this will happen to your home on Long Island again. You suffered not the moments of terror. We did not wish for you to succumb from sorrow at that time, my child. So we sent you to the mountains, and you returned once the winds had died down to find a home still intact. I must reveal, my children, to the world again that you are to keep a crucifix on your front door and your back door. All entrances to your home must be guarded by the crucifix. There has not been one home on Long Island that had a crucifix on its door that did fall to any evil. I do not speak of the trees, my child. I speak of mankind. You did not know a major disaster as has happened to my children in Mexico. You see, my child, I set you down in that area to bring the word to mankind. And it was through these words that many listened and they passed through the horrible experience of a hurricane. My child, the earthquakes will increase now. There will be one in New York. Now, my child, I tell you this to prepare. You are allowed, my child, to experience all that mankind can suffer. How well you listened to us when we told you to place on your shelves cans of food, jars of water, blankets. You found it very cold, my child, without heat and without light and without any form of recreation other than to pray. And that was God's way of letting the world know that they will be on their knees, and one of these days they will be praying for many, the first time in many years. But why, my children, must we allow all these disasters to happen to you and have to bring you to your knees in prayer? Can you not listen? And can you not seek for the truth? All who call themselves atheists and those who have half-hearted interest in religion at all, they call it a thing of the past. It is not a thing of the past, but it is a means for your salvation. Accept it, and you will be saved. Reject it, and you will be lost. I repeat again, the earthquakes will increase in volume. California shall be struck. New York shall be struck. As I told you once before, there will be earthquakes in places that have never known a quake. It will startle them and frighten them, but will they come to their knees? Few will, my child, because I can tell you this, they will not have the time to make amends. That is the sad part, my child and my children.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Tornado deaths this year are among the worst in decades. There are 102 dead so far, and the average per year is 48. We see in the news media the millions of dollars of damage caused by the tornadoes in Arkansas, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. The Bayside prophecies tell us there are going to be more tornadoes. Also, the Bayside prophecies tell us how to protect our homes from tornadoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes. On December 31st, 1974, Our Lady said, quote, "The Father shall chastise those he loves. Your country and many countries of your world will suffer trials of famine, earthquakes, tornadoes, and the plague," unquote. On February 10, 1978, Our Lady said, "In my counsels of the past, my children, I have told you many times that Satan has control of the elements. There will be accidents that are not accidents, disturbances of nature claiming many lives, floods, tornadoes. My children, are you ready to face this crisis?" On July 1st, 1985, Jesus said, quote, "I want everyone upon earth to know that the great chastisement and the punishments of drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes are but minor compared to the number of lives that will be lost in the great chastisement," unquote. Our Lord and Our Lady tell us how to protect our homes from tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and so on. Our Lord said our homes would be spared if we had crucifix on the outside of all of our outside doors. Do you have crucifixes on the outside of your doors and those of your loved ones? On June 30th, 1984, our Lord said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals. And also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors," unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of super adhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Write today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And when you write in, could you also send a donation to help us keep this radio program on this station? In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 468 for a grand total of 37,400 and 8 holy hours to be prayed before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and that Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, we ask you to pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. On numerous occasions in the history of the Roman Catholic Church, God has seen fit to offer miraculous, visible proof of the Catholic teaching that the sacred words of consecration in the Mass, the wine, and bread and wine upon the altar are truly changed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Joan Cruz's book, Eucharistic Miracles, recounts 36 such major Eucharistic miracles in church history. The events told here cover a wide historical gamut. The first miracle described at Lanciano, Italy in the 8th century, and the last in Bavaria in 1970. The author details the official investigations made into these remarkable events, and in many cases tells with a miraculous host or blood can still be venerated and seen today. This extraordinary book, Eucharistic Miracles, costs $13 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. In this book, on page 3, it tells in Lanciano, Italy, where the host changed into flesh of a human heart, and it can be seen to this very day. Order this tremendous book titled Eucharistic Miracles. Send $13 today plus $4.50 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Or you may call area code 616-698-6448. And when you send your order in, could you also include some financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this station? These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have Our Lady prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. Now on the internet, we also have the original audio recordings of many of the messages received from our Lord and our Lady. We have special prophecy reports on the current and future floods, UFOs, and newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. Write this down and share this address with them, and also the message, www.tldm.org. On September 14, 1985, Our Lady said, quote, "Like a thief in the night, the chastisement shall come upon you. Are you ready, my children? Have you read and reread the messages from heaven given from years that go back to 1970? On December 7, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place in time," unquote. The message you heard in the first part of the program was given on October 5, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And when you write, if you could please send a financial support, a financial donation to help us continue this radio program. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony I have here is from County Meath, Ireland, to Our Lady of the Roses. some time ago, you sent me a medal of Our Lady of the Roses. Well, let me tell you the wonders it has worked for me. My son, Sean, who is married with 3 children, and his wife have not been to Mass in 4 years. Well, one Friday, I was looking after the children of my son, and his wife had, as his wife had gone shopping. So my granddaughter, who is 7 years, said to me, "Nanny, will you ask Mom and Dad to let us go to Mass on Sundays?" I said no, as I am just fed up asking them to go to Mass, and they will not go. So I gave the child the medal from Our Lady of the Roses, and I pinned it to her blouse, and I told her to say a Hail Mary night and morning, that Mary would help her and her big brother of 9 years old to go to Sunday Mass. I got a big surprise on Sunday morning. I see my 2 eldest grandchildren in the church at Mass. Thank God. So I said, next Friday to my granddaughter, "When you are going to Mass on Sunday, ask your mom and dad, would they like to go with you to Mass?" Did I not get a surprise of my life when I see my son at Mass with his 3 grandchildren, my 3 grandchildren, that Sunday? I need not tell you, I cried in the church, and I was still thanking Our Lady of the Roses. After 4 years away from Mass, she has brought my son and the 3 children back. With her help, she will bring my daughter-in-law back as well. Here is another miracle Our Lady of the Roses has worked for me since you sent me the medal. Since my husband got sick 3 years ago, I have been very short of money. I had a letter from you saying you were placing petitions at Our Lady of the Roses on the spot at the shrine on the vigil grounds. I sent a letter for petition for money on November 25th. 2 men from England called to my house to tell me that a cousin of my late father died in England, leaving money to me and my sisters and brothers. I will get it the next year. Praise God, and I won't forget Our Lady of the Roses. Thank you all so much, and thank Our Lady of the Roses. Send that aside. Now I have another party here, and this party here is from California. To Our Lady of the Roses, greetings to you, and the name of our Lord and Our Lady of the Roses. I would like to let you know that we were blessed in New York, the vigil of 24th of December, with the vision of the luminous doves. My daughter Irene, her husband Bob, the child Eric, my daughter Vicky, and I all saw the beautiful luminous doves. Needless to say, we were so awed by such a beautiful vision. Many good things have happened since then. Many people who are not of our Catholic religion are reforming their lives since we gave them some of the messages. They have changed their way of living. We have had 1,000 copies of each message reproduced that I have gotten from you, and will be distributing them all over. This was the second time we have had the messages copied to give to all the people. We want all the people to know about Our Lady of the Roses and our Jesus. Please don't thank me. I am just very happy that I have had help in all this. My daughter Irene and her husband Bob have been very generous. We hope that the messages will soften all the hard hearts to think twice, to get down on their knees and pray with us for the conversion of sinners and of Russia. And that is signed. Now I have another party here, and this party is from Buffalo. To Our Lady's workers, please tell Jesus and Mary that I thank them with all my heart for curing me of cancer. I believe with all my heart and wanted that cure so badly. I would like the following to be a testimonial of what happened to me. About 5 years ago, I was told by my doctor that I had cancer of the right breast, so I had it removed. Later, he told me that I still had it, so I went through chemotherapy because that was all they could do for me. Early this year, I saw the article of the Buffalo Evening News about Our Lady of the Rosa Shrine, Mary Help of Mothers, and the Bayside Pilgrimages. There was also a Buffalo phone number, and I could call if I was interested. I was interested indeed. With all these years of suffering, I wanted so much to be cured that I called and I asked questions. But with my illness and pain, I couldn't go to the pilgrimages, so I wrote a letter, and they placed my petition at the shrine on my behalf. Sometime in April, I received a newsletter with the blessed rose petals. I had my friend pin the rose petal on the inside, on the right side of my blouse, and two rose petals. On August 8th, I received a letter saying that my petition to be cured had been placed on the vigil grounds. I went to my regular doctors to find out the results of my semi-annual cancer checkup. He told me that it was a miracle. I was cured. My doctor said that he will verify this miracle, and then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.